The upheaval that followed the death of Freddie Gray last year from injuries he suffered in police custody had an undeniable effect on the political career of Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Just as she was getting ready for a re-election campaign against her predecessor, she decided to leave public office, ending what will be a 21-year career in city government. But WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Rawlings Blake was already facing challenges before the unrest, and has this look at how she has fared since then.
If you needed a sense of how some Baltimoreans felt about Mayor Rawlings Blake before the unrest, listen to how the crowd reacted to her introduction at Freddie Gray's funeral.
By the Chief Executive Officer of our city, the Honorable Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Would you stand, Madam Mayor?
Compare that with the reaction to former Mayor Sheila Dixon, who was forced from office in a corruption scandal and is trying to get her old job back.
Former Mayor Sheila Dixon. We'd ask for her to stand, please.
The applause went on for more than 30 seconds. Retired Johns Hopkins political science professor Matthew Crenson says the crowd was speaking more to Rawlings Blake than to Dixon.
I think they were saying, whatever Sheila may have done, we felt that the city was doing well then.
He says despite her legal troubles, Dixon has a better public image than Rawlings Blake.
What Dixon did was to project the image of an energetic, effective mayor. It's what Rawlings Blake seems to be incapable of doing.
Political science professor John Willis at the University of Baltimore says a mayor's public image helps build public trust.
The media is an important part of building that relationship between the public and whatever office you hold.
But Rawlings Blake has been combative at times with the media. 2 years ago, she rebuked a reporter for asking her about homicide clearance rates when she was announcing a drop in homicides for the first half of 2014.
I know it's difficult for you to see any positive news in what we're doing. You're very glass half empty. I get that. But we're here to say thank you to the community for stepping up to the plate.
Last month, she was asked about complaints her administration favored downtown development over revitalizing neighborhoods.
The city has had neglect and abandonment for decades, for generations. And my administration is the first administration to develop a comprehensive plan to fix it.
Sounds like you're sick of the TV ads.
Oh, I don't watch the TV ads. I'm sick of people asking questions that don't make sense.
Willis says a mayor fighting the media is not helpful in the long run when trying to achieve a policy objective.
There may be members of the public that agree with you, but in terms of accomplishing your objectives, it ultimately is going to harm your objectives.
Critics also have complained that Rawlings Blake is aloof and projects no sense of urgency. Both Willis and Crenson say she had a perfect opportunity to prove her critics wrong during the unrest, but she missed it. Crenson says she could have been highly visible, fitting the image of the Messiah mayor that cities have longed looked towards to solve problems. But that's not her style.
She, more than most, I think, fell short of projecting that image. Projecting the image, by the way, doesn't necessarily mean that you're accomplishing anything.
Willis says the mayor knows the issues and has been governing, but she's often frustrated with getting people to understand her thought process behind decisions.
And when that frustration comes through, it's not received well by either the council or the public.
Both observers say the mayor has a mixed record when it comes to how she has governed after the riots, and that history will be much kinder to her in the years ahead. Rawlings Blake declined to comment for our report through her assistant, Lindsay Hill. Hill said neither the mayor nor her spokesman, Howard Libet, felt comfortable answering questions regarding her critics. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.